This is the BBC.
Here's the Scott Mills Daily Podcast on a Bumbleo Wednesday. We revisit an old favourite lesbian seagull, someone almost royal on Bangers, door six of the WhoVent calendar, and Annie Mack on the Google game. It's our Christmas team meal tonight. I'm excited for it.
Oh, mate, I'm buzzing for it. Are you bringing any wild cards tonight?
Oh, yeah, that was last year. Do you know what? No, I'm not. I haven't double booked this year.
Well, you definitely have double booked. You double book on everything.
So no, I don't.
No, 100%. I'm telling you, at some point tonight, someone will turn up. 100%. 100%, because no. You will have promised that you're going to meet someone, not told them it's team Christmas party. Last year, your dad turned up. And we all know what happened then.
Yeah, with the pâté.
The old duck liver pate,
yeah,
which you accidentally ordered. Remember you switched duck for a different word?
Yeah,
and liver to lover. And ordered that pate instead.
Why did I say that in front of my dad?
Embarrassing, man.
Anyway, so we're going to a place real near here, which is full on 100 Christmas. I mean, it's garish.
It is.
I mean, it's mad.
It's like before Christmas, you know, where people are complaining that Christmas is beginning too soon. It's a nightmare for some people, that place, to walk past. You see people walking past just shaking their heads.
Yeah.
Because it's like full-on reindeer. Like, it's lit up, ludicrous.
You know, like, the one person in your area that, like, there's always a house that has, like, the most ridiculous Christmas lights?
Yeah.
That's this restaurant.
Yeah. It's so over the top. And that's why we're going.
Will you be having the specials, the butterfly prawn, mate?
Yeah, the butterfly. It's always the butterfly king prawns.
Has
there.
Been for 8 years. So it'll be good. Have you actually...
Also, do you know what I like about that place as well? They've got pictures of everyone famous that's ever been there on the walls.
They actually have.
And I love that in restaurants, especially the ones... Especially some of the pictures in the restaurant we're going to tonight aren't even people who have been in the restaurant.
No.
So it just happens that it's near where Radio 1 is. So there's pictures of the guy who works in that hotel, works in that restaurant, just like stopping people on the street.
Yeah, they go out
into
the street.
It's not even in the restaurant.
It's like, oh, there's Sharon Osbourne, quick. And they get a picture outside the restaurant.
Yeah.
She's never been in there. I think we're saying too much because we do have a table booked for later.
Oh, yeah.
Scott Mills.
I like this text. Our office is just down the road from Radio 1 and I'm pretty sure the restaurant where you're having your Christmas party is the same one we're having ours in. Hashtag Butterfly King Prawn. Might see you there later then. You don't leave your name, but yeah, see you there later. Camel Fat and Cola on BBC Radio 1. This is well exciting. I've literally just been told that we're doing something tomorrow that is pretty insane. You know our game... Playground Insults, which we only really reserve for, like, the biggest stars in Hollywood. We don't, like, let anyone play this game. We've had Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg swapping insults before, Margot Robbie and Will Smith, Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt, Seth Rogen and Chloe Grace Moretz.
Yeah, it's like a select few, but they've racked up millions of views, over 70 million views in total just for those ones alone.
70 million?
Huge.
Oh my God, I didn't realize that was that much. So tomorrow, we are going to record another Playground Insults with... Can't believe I'm saying this. Kevin Hart and The Rock.
Yes. It's so good that this is happening. We've wanted to make this work for so long, and it's going to happen. They will be doing the real official Playground Insults. It's, like, going to be amazing.
It's been going back and forth for a while, and they were like, oh, The Rock's probably not going to do it, but he has now agreed to it.
Yes.
So it's Kevin Hart and The Rock Playground Insults. We'll bring it to you really soon. So good.
Scott Mills.
Hi, John, in your van. He says, yes, Queen, Kevin Hart and The Rock doing Playground Insults. Literally cannot wait. I've only just recently watched all the previous ones. Kate's been on saying, have you told Greg James about The Rock doing Playground Insults? You know he'll cry if you don't tell him. That is true, actually. We probably should tell Greg. And Liam on Twitter, Kevin Hart and The Rock on Playground Insults is an incredible booking. I know, right? So we're doing it in some swanky hotel in London tomorrow. And we will bring it to you next. I'm just getting word on this, listeners. Bring it to you...
Next Wednesday.
I can't read that. Okay. Next Wednesday.
Oh, what a mighty bumble we'll have on that day then.
Oh, so this time next week.
Why? Scott Mills.
Rich has been on saying, blimey, Pink last week, Kevin Hart and The Rock this week. Have you got yourself a new booking assistant? Yeah, I mean, they're good guests. Neil from Middlesbrough. Do you sometimes both have to pinch yourself every now and again just to make sure everything's okay? How many people can say they've been locked in a posh room in London in a hotel and watch The Rock and Kevin Hart slate each other? It's true.
another point with that, we are going to have to suit up. Because Playground Insults for us, we generally wear a suit for it.
Are we going suits, are we?
Well, I guess we've got to, haven't we?
Yeah. We'll bring it to you next Wednesday. The Rock and Kevin Hart playing Playground Insults.
I wanted to offer up something for the WhoVent calendar, but I think it's too good.
Right.
So I kind of wanted to discuss it now, because I know it will make you smile, Keen.
Right.
WhoVent today. What time are we doing that?
Just after 2.
Okay, cool. So excited.
We're opening the 6th door of the WhoVent calendar. Loads of great stuff that's really behind each door, including Davina yesterday saying, "You're live on Channel 4, please do not swear." We've had Derek Acora being a bit possessed on Most Haunted loads.
And the thing that I wanted to put on the WhoVent, but actually I think we should talk about it now, was something that came up on my phone just where I was kind of going through shuffle. You know, occasionally it just throws up an old song.
And sometimes that can be really embarrassing.
Yeah.
Depending on what it is.
Oh, yeah.
In public.
And this one, I heard the start of it. And I was like, oh, my God, I recognise that. But what is it? And do you remember a song that we used to hammer on this show? And it was by someone called Engelbert Humperdinck.
Right.
And it was called Lesbian Seagull.
Oh, yes. This is a while ago. Like, if you are a fairly new listener, you won't know this. But we did play it a lot.
This is why I kind of wanted to bring it back, to see what people think of it now.
Okay.
In case loads of people probably have missed it. It was one of the strangest songs ever created.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
Do you remember? We used to sing this all the time.
Beautiful. She flies so gracefully over rocks and trees and sand, soaring over cliffs and gently floating down to land. I still know the words.
She
Wait
for proudly the chorus.
Lifts her voice to sound her mating call, and soon her mate responds by singing, haw, haw.
Here we go.
Haw. Come with me, lesbian seagull. Settle down and rest with me.
Oh, it's a tune.
Fly with me, lesbian seagull. To my little nest by the sea.
Memories,
good memories, man.
Do you remember we took him to the restaurant where we're having our Christmas party? The guy who sings this.
We did, because we loved him so much from Lesbian Seagull.
Lesbian Seagull.
Emerges with one
squirming in her beak. I mean, it doesn't age, does it?
I mean, I don't know how many years ago we played this, but still sounds fresh to me.
I'd love to hear this covered in the live lounge by someone. That
yes!
was Sam Smith.
My
imagine.
Cover today will be Lesbian Seagull. Come with me, Lesbian Seagull. Settle down and rest with me. Let me know what you think if you've never heard this before, please. Come with me, Lesbian Seagull. To my I can really tell it's that time
Random.
Of year. Christmas is definitely coming. Stormzy next. Scott Mills. Some people have never heard Lesbian Seagull before and it's blown their minds. They're shook.
It's wonderful to be able to bring it to people for the first time. Look at this. Danny on Twitter. Lesbian Seagull. Great little tune whilst driving on Brighton seafront.
Chris from Maidstone. Oh, that would have been good on the seafront there.
Yeah.
Because you would have seen loads of them.
You see all the seagulls there.
Yeah. But which one's a lesbian? Chris from Maidstone says, this just makes me want to have a lesbian seagull of my own.
Aww.
It's a beautiful song. Just downloaded it, says Mark in Cumbria. We've really given it like a little renaissance there. I love that. Scott Mills. Getting some proper throwbacks on the WhoVent calendar. We're opening a door every day in December. Are you ready for today's, Chris?
I am ready.
Here we go.
The WhoVent calendar with Scott Mills. Just for kicks, let's kick open door number 6.
Okay, bakers, 15 minutes, please. 15 minutes.
Where's my ice cream?
It's here. Sorry, Ian. Well, that, you've got your own freezer,
took it out of the
haven't
freezer.
You?
This is all melted. Why would you take ice cream out of the freezer?
Ian.
in if you'd like to bring your bake up, please.
I threw it in the bin because I didn't want to present it. I didn't want them to judge the way it came out, so I'd rather present nothing. Got it?
The moment Diana removed Ian's baked Alaska from the freezer on Bake Off and presented poor Hollywood with the bin he'd just thrown it in. Bin gate. Do you remember how much that went off?
Oh, it really went off. And the noise he makes when, Diana has taken the thing out of the freezer. Why would you do that?
Oh.
He was not happy.
Front page news that was at the time. But now,
ho.
If you've got any suggestions that you want to be on the Who Vent calendar, let us know. Anything retro or throwback that maybe we've forgotten about, but at the time was a big deal. 81199.
Scott Mills.
How's your week going? It's only Wednesday, but we are halfway through, which means halfway to the weekend, so let's celebrate. Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado.
Ven, 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 ven. Let's have a good gap today, Mills.
Come on. James the PI. Thanks again, James. Great story.
No problem, guys. And next week, we're daytime dogging in Dagenham.
Pink.
Jordan.
Hello.
Jordan.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Who can forget JB from JLS wishing us all a Merry Christmas on X Factor? Tell me, baby, do you recognise me? Well, it's been a year,
it doesn't surprise me. Merry Christmas!
Sky's Adam Bolton eating a sandwich.
We'll leave it there and I'll pass it back to Adam.
Thank you very much indeed, Ed. Well, this is Battersea.
The script, learning how to sing. When did you wake up?
Woke up this morning, can shake the thunder from last night.
Good. What did you do with the summer?
You left with no warning and took the summer from my life.
Okay, what did you give me?
I gave you my everything, now my world, it don't seem right.
Good, let me feel it.
Can we just go back to penis again?
Don't say penis.
I said being us. Okay. I said being us. Okay. I said being us. Okay. I said being us.
Sure. A 98-year-old lady doing a donkey impression. Sounds like. David Cameron forgetting he's got a microphone on.
Right.
And a little bit of innuendo bingo from back in the day.
And which leads me on to a story, actually, about the very much missed Seve Ballesteros. I remember that when, one of the great golfers of history, I remember that for good luck, his wife used to kiss his balls just before he teed off.
Come on.
Yes!
Here we go. Right.
Kev the Post in Dundee, bum blowing his Christmas parcels off. Yes, Queen, to that gap. No Michael Jackson this week, though, says Will, bum blowing in the tractor in Belton. Awesome gap, Mills. Thank you, Matt, from St. Austell. Bumbling in the freezing Somerset fields, that's Noski.
Bub's bumbling his barrels off right now in the brewery. It's in Winchester. And shout out to Sam, who's bumbling his plough off in Martham.
Also BJ, Ford and Addy in Dagenham.
Bumbling.
party.
Come on, let's have it halfway through the week. Rachel bumbling in Cambridge, loving the throwback to Lesbian Seagull. I know, right? Solid gap today. Tom bumbling his lorry off in King's Lynn. Bumbling my ball balls off, putting Christmas decorations up. That is Lou off of Preston. Bumbleia, bumbleia. Matt in Petersfield says, bumbling in the office today alone and loving the gap. Smashed it with the JLS Merry Christmas. Do you remember JB looked right at the camera?
Merry Christmas.
Here we go.
Oh.
Getting this in my mouth is too good.
Arlene and Len. Loving the script singing lesson. That's Alex in Stoke.
Ellie and Pippa having an emotional bumbleia right now because Pippa is moving to Australia.
Bye. Sam bumbling his plough off, even in Martham. Molly and Darren bumbling in the car in Norwich. And Kim in Maidstone bumbling round the living room.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Ross from Birmingham, now lives in London.
Hi, mate. How are you doing?
Good. So you're a regular listener? You listen every day to Bangers?
I do indeed.
Okay, what's your job?
I'm in the Blues and Royals. I'm in the Household Cavalry.
You're in the what?
In the Household Cavalry.
As in, well, you're a horseman?
Shut up.
I am indeed.
Shut up.
What, so you're on the horses, are you?
I am indeed, yeah. So I do a lot of time at Whitehall in the Horse Guards Parade, yeah, and I'm based in Knightsbridge.
So are you like one of the Queen's horsemen?
I am indeed, the Queen's bodyguard, yeah.
Oh, wait, this is insane.
Hot job.
Like, really hot job. And also, like, you don't think of the people like this listening to this.
Yeah. Are you on horseback right now?
No, that would be a bit impractical.
Right. Yeah. I feel we should stand.
Why? Oh, of course.
Whenever Chris hears this, he immediately stands.
I think it's a rule,
yeah.
Isn't it?
It is a rule, indeed.
Who do you normally pick on Bangers? Hello?
Hello?
Who do you normally pick on Bangers, Scott or Chris?
Oh, sorry, mate. It's a difficult one. I went with Chris yesterday.
Okay. All right, well, here's what we've got for you today, Your Majesty.
Okay. I don't know how many times... I've heard the national anthem probably about 3 million times.
Yeah, that's not my choice.
This is my choice. Storm Queen. Yes, Queen. Look right through.
Queen's Guard as well. All fits.
Right. MK Remix of Storm Queen's Look Right Through. That's my banger. You can choose that.
Well, I've gone old school for my banger choice today. It's this. This is Missy Elliott, For My People, the Basement Jacks remix.
Wow. Really good.
Wow. Tough one.
What's it going to be?
Well, see, I can't let my country down. I think I'm probably going to have to go with Scott.
Oh, what? Yes. Thank you, Your Majesty. Yeah.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Okay, I know when people aren't happy with the decision, when they start sending me Crusader dick pics on Twitter.
Mate, there's so many people on saying that's a robbery. One text here just says that's bollards.
Right.
And I'd have to agree. That was a big, big decision he made there.
Crusader Dick, of course, head of the Metropolitan Police, which means there's been a robbery. I get loads of them. Robbery of majestic proportions. The crown jewels have been stolen, says Steve from Birmingham. I enjoy Storm Queen, but I kind of wanted yours to win today.
Scott Mills.
So what's the plan? We've got dinner in the really garish restaurant at 6:30. I've booked it for 6:30.
Yeah.
In the really Christmassy restaurant near Radio 1. special butterfly king prawns for the last 8 years. Always the special.
Have you booked somewhere for after? Are we doing anything after?
No, I'm saying, what are we doing before? Are we going to that pub that suddenly on the 1st of December gets bouncers on the door?
Yes, bouncers who really enforce the line.
Yeah, there's a rope here. You need to stand behind the rope, otherwise you're not allowed in.
So, listen, the rope's for part-timers.
Right. It's that time, right, because everyone's out at Christmas. It's like, it's happening now. Everyone's in a paper party hat. That pub has no bouncers for the rest of the year. Suddenly, 1st of December, two big blokes on the door with an attitude problem.
Oh, I love this song.
You do. James Arthur is standing there naked. Scott Mills. One. Here is the Google game, and I'm pleased to say we have Annie Mack with us today. What a treat.
Hello, everybody. I'm excited.
Hey.
Hey, hey.
You've never done this before?
Never done it before.
Okay, it does sometimes reveal more than you'd kind of like to reveal about yourself, because it just says a lot about you, you know?
Okay.
We get given the start of a question typed into Google. We have to finish the question with what we think the most popular autocomplete answer will be.
Yeah.
So think about what you would type in, but also we are looking for the most popular ones here, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, here we go. Here's our question today.
Is it embarrassing?
Is it embarrassing?
Yeah.
Is it embarrassing to turn up at work slightly hungover? The reason I say this is because I sometimes wonder why people feel so bad about that. Because they shouldn't, because it's a sign of a good night. Shows you've been sociable. You've likely been out talking business, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I often wonder, should you be embarrassed about that situation? Because it feels like you should.
Yeah, I think
Scott?
You should. No, I think you
what
should.
What would
yeah.
you say, Scott?
I would say that you probably should feel a bit embarrassed.
A little yeah. embarrassed? And yeah. why?
I don't know. You know, sometimes you just get the fear, don't you, the next day.
The worst fatal error you can make when you come into work hungover, I am tried and tested with this theory, don't tell people.
Right.
Don't ever tell people.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. You go in, you wear some great clothes, you put some makeup on, if that's what you do, and you act like you are on fire. You are going to smash that work day.
Absolutely.
And okay. then, because then you don't have people looking at you all day going, oh, look, she's hanging. Right, oh, right. she, uh-oh.
Okay.
You know?
I'll take that on board.
No, it wasn't. Why would you take on board? It wasn't advice for you. It was just discussing a popular answer.
Well, you're making it worse.
Is it embarrassing, Scott?
Is it embarrassing to buy condoms?
Oh, interesting.
Affirmative.
Right, but why?
I would say so.
That's ridiculous.
Okay. See also tampons.
Right.
Why do I still, when I go to a shop and there's a man serving behind the counter, be embarrassed and like try and hide the tampon box underneath the other boxes?
Right.
Why do I do that? I'm a woman. It's called menstruation. It's not my choice.
I don't have a choice here.
Yeah.
It's true.
Why is that weird?
I had to buy products for my girlfriend.
Okay. Yeah.
And recently, because I was near a shop and I thought I'd go do that.
I love the way you say products. Like even you can't even say the word.
So when
say
tampons.
Okay, good. Say it right. Like, you can't say it right. Like,
tampons.
Yeah, but that's how it kind of felt. So I spoke to the other. I put them down the counter. I think
did
I got.
Did
the
you
right
hide
ones.
Them?
I sort of like tried to move the process along quickly. But
that's
then
mad.
I think the shops are even embarrassed about them as
yeah.
well. Because when you say go and buy condoms, don't they come up on your receipt as like confectionery or something? It doesn't just say condoms. It just says.
No, I think you're right. It does come up with something.
I don't know that.
It's like novelty goods. It doesn't just have condoms, does it?
So anyway, tell us a story about going to buy products.
No, that's what I'm saying. I know what you mean about the embarrassment thing, because I felt slightly embarrassed.
And how did you ask? What did you do?
Well, I said, excuse me, do you mind telling me where the
why?
But I don't know. Well, what? I don't know, because maybe I wrongly assumed that they'd think they were for me or something. I don't know. Like,
yeah, I mean, in fairness, it's no one else. Like, it's everyone else's prerogative to be embarrassed, isn't it? If you're not embarrassed, that's great.
It's so true, though, this idea that if you're spotted buying something, there is an assumption that you're using it.
Mm.
Sometimes for sinister reasons.
I like the idea of Chris being like, can I have some tampon? They're not for me.
Yeah. The clarification is not needed.
Yeah. But these are things that we all need. It's mad.
But they're not.
Let's have a break. I think we've got some good ones here, but we'll break and we'll come back. Scott Mills. That's true as well, because you feel the shopkeeper is also embarrassed, don't you? And
it's
nothing
exactly.
to be embarrassed about. Where do you stand on buying cucumbers?
Oh.
I find that a problem also. BBC Radio 1. Annie Mack is with us on the Google game. Okay, so we've got so far, Is it embarrassing to turn up at work hungover? And is it embarrassing to buy things like tampons and condoms? Anymore?
Something I genuinely typed into Google, but in kind of different wording, so I'm not sure if this would be a popular answer, is it embarrassing to not know the dance to a song by someone called Cameo called Candy?
Yeah. Candy. Yep.
Right, it's a okay. really
everybody
old
knows
song.
That dance, apart from
right.
me.
I've never encountered it, right? And then I was out this weekend, Friday and Saturday night,
yeah.
encountered this song being played twice.
Yeah, it's like a set ender, isn't it?
Yeah.
You finish the night with it and everyone goes, oh, and it's like kind of cool line dancing.
And he knows the dance. Yes, it's line dancing.
I've never seen this. Right. Yeah. I know the song.
But we work for Radio 1, so how am I not across it? How are you not across it? Obviously, Annie's
I'm across it, but I haven't learnt it, so I just look like an idiot. But it's called The Electric Slide. Yeah, it's called...
This is like an 80s song, right?
Yeah. It's quite old, this song, but there is like a dance move that everyone seems to know
yeah,
to
so
it.
It's a wedding thing. It's a really famous thing that they do on weddings. They do it... I mean, they used to do it loads at this club night called Yo-Yo that I used to go to. It's just a thing. There it is.
Oh, yeah, is I know
Boom.
This. It is a tune, to be fair.
It is a tune.
So is it like line dancing?
So I wonder, did Cameo actually start it themselves?
This is the one, yeah. And Scott, like, everyone's like forward, yeah. back, side. And I was with my mates and I was like, I'm going to get involved in this, but I don't know what I'm doing. I'm yeah. like cocking one leg up, bending over.
It is the best thing ever, though. Like, you know when you watch a musical and you're like, as if everyone's just going to go into a synchronised dance yeah. and know what to do. They do yeah. with the electric slide. Everyone apart from Chris
and I'm saying, is it embarrassing to not know the dance to Candy by Cameo? But that sounds niche.
I would be embarrassed by that. I have been in the past.
Where do you stand when you're DJing, Annie, in terms of organised dance moves? Are you kind of for or against?
I am so for.
Are you
sometimes,
so for?
Sometimes, like, people on the front row just take it upon themselves just to do like an organ, like yeah. you know, to like a side to side or like a
what,
clap thing
at your gig.
Yeah, it's
no
kind
way.
Of fun. Yeah, honestly, that's happened.
But you've never thought of leading
stuff,
the.
But
dance.
But I've never thought of actually leading a kind of river dance style.
But it's not that kind of crowd.
But you've
it's
never accidentally
really.
Sort of bumped into the Macarena.
Never, never just sort of accidentally fell. Into yeah. the rave version of Macarena. Yeah. No.
So let's make a decision. We have got, is it embarrassing to turn up at work hungover? Is it embarrassing to buy things like condoms and tampons? And is it embarrassing to not know the dance to Candy by Cameo?
I like that one.
I mean, it's very personal, but you never know.
Prob's not going to be in there as the most popular answer.
Should we do the condoms one?
Should we go condoms?
I think condoms.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's do it. Let's find out what the most popular answers were on the internet.
Is it embarrassing to use Tinder? To use lube? To work at McDonald's? To buy condoms?
Yes, condoms is in there!
Yes. Go on the condoms.
So it's, we're fourth down.
It's very rare, Annie, that we get any of these right.
Oh, really?
So
okay.
that's a good news. Thing today.
Good. Okay, great.
Tell me about tomorrow night, Annie Mac.
I mean, from lube straight into the hottest record of the year.
Right.
What a segue.
Mm-hmm.
So every Smooth. Night at 7:30, no matter what, Monday to Friday, I bring you a hottest record in the world. And this could be like a new record from a returning artist. Loads of the time it's an exclusive. It'll be the first time you've heard that act. Sometimes it's a brand new artist that we're really excited about. And it's always the kind of most exciting, most anticipated record that day.
It is a massive honour for artists. Like the first time that you played Sigrid. And she was here and she was like
she cried
yeah, she was so overwhelmed by the moment
but she is up for hottest record of the year with Don't Kill My Vibe, as well as 39 other people. So we had 220 records from the year. We then, myself and the team, had to sit down and get that down to 40 records, and people have been voting loads and everyone's been shouting about it, like Arcade Fire and Liam Gallagher. Everyone's been kind of pushing for votes, and we will be announcing the winner tomorrow night. I will be doing my first ever chart, Scott.
I love
We're
this.
Going to do a countdown, a hottest record countdown from 40 to 1.
Ah!
I know. And obviously the number one is, you know, a real accolade. It's
yeah.
kind of like a cross between the most exciting and good quality record of the year and also the kind of most timely record. So the one that sums up the sound of 2017 the most, I think.
Right, so this is tomorrow night. Annie Mac, if you've not heard the show before, get it on. Hottest record of the year tomorrow night from 7 will be revealed. And a full countdown of all of them.
A full countdown. How exciting.
Thank you very much, Annie.
Thank you, guys.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Tom in Cardiff, who's like, how did you get that? Kevin Hart and The Rock in a room insulting each other. I know, it's happening tomorrow in a fancy hotel in London. We'll bring it to you next Wednesday. Mark's been on He's from Colchester saying, I'm sure I've seen a video like that already where they're insulting each other. Yeah, that's an inferior one from one of those big internet... one of those online presences that just blatantly nicked her idea.
It's a straight steal.
It's
all good. It happens with... Do you remember with Innuendo Bingo, loads of people would kind of rip that off? It's not like doing the real thing, and we'll be doing the real thing with them tomorrow.
The original and the best playground insults tomorrow. Also, all this I'm seeing is one about Sky Sports at the moment doing something called Splash Talk, which might be a bit like Innuendo Bingo.
It's sort of similar ideas, but you know what? Maybe imitation is a compliment or whatever it is.
Leave it out, lads.
Scott Mills.
We've noticed that all the Christmas traditions are now fully on. We were discussing this on the show yesterday. Kurt, you've got one, haven't you?
Yeah, certainly have.
What is it?
Well, basically, we don't do it anymore, but when I worked in the garden centre, you'd have to climb through the Christmas tree net and come out the other end like a sausage.
Oh, yeah, it sort of packs you in, doesn't it, that machine?
Yeah, it completely does. And then it sort of needs to be cut off at the bottom, otherwise you are literally just hanging there.
This sounds so dangerous to me.
No, it's fine. It's just, you know, Christmas tree in yourself. It's festive.
Right, so you're wrapping yourself up in that netting that trees are in.
Yeah.
Would you do this in front of other customers, or did you say this was after work?
No, we try and maintain professionalism. This was purely sort of after work when it was a bit quiet, when the boss wasn't around.
I've always got question marks over people that work in garden centres like that. Because their job is so polite generally and kind of good-natured. But it's interesting to know what they're really like. I always think the same with, say, Alan Titchmarsh and people like that, Greenfingers, you know?
Yeah, it's too much time on your own.
How do you get out of that Christmas tree netting? Does someone have to cut you out?
Yeah, well, there's two options. You either have to hope someone will cut you out, or you just keep crawling until it runs out of net, and then you've got, like, 15 foot of net behind you, and you sort of make your way back out.
Yeah.
Neither of which are great, to be honest.
No. Did it feel good, like, knowing how a Christmas tree feels?
No, it felt a bit... It didn't feel liberating at all. It felt a bit restrictive. I didn't like it.
You got any other confessions from your job? Ever sleep in the sheds?
No, I didn't live there.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.